Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Brown Sugar. We, of course, want to hear from you, so hit us up, 347-826-7435. That is the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435. And if you don't want to call us, you can, of course, hit us up on social media. If you have Facebook, you can ask to join the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. Shout out to T-Dog, who did join yesterday. Once again, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to join the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Or just anywhere that you have social media. Google Smooth Drama. If you find us, add us. We'll add you back. We can talk taste on it. Also, because some of you don't call, you're afraid, you can jump into the Flash chat room and say what you want to say, or you can always email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, because we want to hear from you. Speaking of hearing from you, your boy Ja Rule, your favorite rapper, Brown Sugar, the one that you got that big tattoo on your back, Ja Rule. So he's performing at the at halftime of the game between Milwaukee and Sacramento, and you know it was going Ja Rule-ish. It was going horrible, right? So he's mad, like the sound ain't right. And the players, they're not paying attention. They're like warming up, like, why are we stopping listening to him? I'm gonna get some shots up.
So
he get a
wait.
He
wasn't performing where they were playing?
No. It's halftime, right? You know how he the halftime show.
Yeah, but he's on the floor.
Yeah, he's on the floor, and so, you know, they're like, you know, it's some dude we don't know, and because, you know, these are youngsters, and he was like, they were really, really young and probably wholly unimpressed with him, so they started warming, and he was upset, and he was like, you know what, I'm going to curse y'all. So he said that the Kings in Milwaukee will never win the championship, and Karl Anthony Towns is going to leave y'all next year. Only thing is Karl Anthony Towns.
He tried to bust a Lil B move, huh?
Yeah.
You know who Lil B is, the one who cursed Kevin Durant.
It wasn't a Lil B move. It was a big B move.
Well, the rapper's name was Lil B, so.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it was both of that. See, because there's a little B. I mean, because one, if your name is Lil B, stop it. There's a problem. I'm not going to name myself Lil B or Big B. Because we know where that word is going to go. But, hey, that's just me. So, I'm cursing y'all. Y'all not never going to win, and your best players are going to leave. It's like, but your job, because he got mad also, because you know he had that fire festival. And so folks was hitting him up on Twitter like, yeah, you suck, Ja Rule. And so he was mad all the way around.
Yeah, I'm surprised he performed. I'm surprised he's doing any performance. But I guess he got to make some money for that fire mess he done did.
No, it was 90s night. Even though he wasn't a rapper in the 90s, he was a rapper in 2000. But
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know, they don't know. They just like, they were just looking for anybody because nobody from the 90s would talk. So they was like, you know what? We gonna get Ja Rule. He available.
Mm-hmm.
He'll take your money. Yeah. And so that's what happened. Yeah. So, yeah, it's hilarious.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Not.
Very interesting.
R. Kelly.
Do we have to?
You know, I'm not going to focus on R. Kelly. I'm going to focus on the guy that bust him out in the tape, right? The homie.
Okay.
Who's the other dick in the video, taking the video while R. Kelly
okay, I've never seen one R. Kelly video. Not one.
I'm embellishing, right? I haven't watched it either. But there's two videos that the lawyer has obtained.
Mm-hmm.
And so second video is him with little girl. So on both of them.
Mm-hmm.
In the 90s. And so, you know, it's because he cut him off. You know, that's why he came out. Like, you know what? If I can't get none no more, you gonna kick me out? Then guess what? This is it. It's over. I'm gonna bust you out.
Yeah.
I keep he's in the video because he's obviously masturbating to him, and so that's why he's keeping him for his stash. Yeah, I know it's some sick shit, but it's what we talking about here. And so I'm like, so he gets a pass because, yeah, I was there, I was a part of it, but I'm a rat on R. Kelly.
Yeah, I get immunity.
Yeah.
Telling.
Right. And I was there. I'm the cameraman.
Well, you know, the sad thing about that kind of that immunity stuff or getting less time because you tell you turn somebody else in is usually that person is equally, if not worse, than the person that they're after. So,
right.
I mean, you know, there's probably 40 to 50 people that should be in jail with R. Kelly.
Right.
But
he's a partner in crime. He's like, look, I got these tapes. Probably got paid for it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
Probably.
He got something out of it besides just that the sex stuff.
Right. Well, it's obvious that, you know, one, it's a revenge thing because R. Kelly cut him off. Two, because he's got the tapes. So, you know, he's part of it. And he wasn't going to get it because he got the tapes. And nobody knows about the tapes until he brings them forth. Which just shows you how sick these dudes are that they would make tapes of crime.
So then this leads me back, and me and you have had this conversation, oh my gosh, time and time again. And you've explained it to me time and time again, and I'm still not convinced. I just can't believe the female anatomy drives men, in R. Kelly's case, because even women were participating with the underage girls, to do that. So do you think it's sex or do you think it's like his fame and fortune or it's both? Like,
well,
who would make somebody participate in that and be okay with it?
All right. So it's a show that we talked about it and I'm promising next week we're going to do it. It's called Pederasty. It's an ancient Greek thing where it's where pedophile comes from. And so people are fascinated with youth. I mean, remember we talked about, it was in the news where the FDA had to come out where people were getting young people transfusions of young people's blood.
Yes.
I mean, there's special connotation with underage and older people. There's something there that you know, we'll go in depth on it. I got a whole segment. Maybe we can even do a whole show on it where we'll talk about pederasty in full and how it has affected our society in an adverse way. Because it's not new. This is old. And
oh
so,
yeah, no.
Yeah, people have a fascination. That's how it is. And so not to disregard it, but I think this is something where we're going to spend a lot of time talking about it. I'm going to get psychologically deep with it. And so I'll just say, yeah, it comes from a mindset that just needs to be explored on a whole other level.
Okay. Just because my mind doesn't go there. So when things like, I'm like, who even thinks? How do you even think? You know, I've never looked at a 8 or 9 year old boy and was like, ooh, you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know. I don't see.
We're just going to move into our dumbass of the week before I get grossed out. All right. So our dumbass of the week is superintendent. Well, former school superintendent Thomas Camogini. If I didn't pronounce it right, it don't matter. So this dude, he was charged with defecating on another high school's track. Now, that ain't why he's a dumbass, aside from doing that, which is a dumbass move, right? But he got upset because the police department put his name out. So he was issued summons in May after police alleged he repeatedly defecated on Homedale High School track. He pled guilty of relieving himself in public and paid a $500 fine, and then he resigned. But he got mad when the police released mug shots of him and other people. He's upset, like, hey, y'all trying to create a media spectacle. Like, homie, stop shitting on high school tracks.
So what? I'm confused on repeatedly, so this is over a period of time.
Yes.
So why was he doing that?
I'm guessing that it's like one of them, I hate your school. He's a superintendent.
Well, I was going to say, he's not a principal, so there's no rivalry there.
Well, apparently there was something about that track that he didn't like, so he wanted to shit on him, literally. Repeatedly.
Or maybe he didn't like that principal. Because that sounds personal. You know what I mean? That seems like it's a personal matter. So I would think, I don't know why it would be a whole track, but why you wouldn't just, I don't know. That's something else. I can't even think as to what he should have done because my mind would never go there. And it's like, okay.
Well, can't be that I'm mad at the principal because the principal is just here about it. Like, what? Somebody shit on the track.
Yeah, he's not going to see it. He's not going to have to clean it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, because the only person that's really going to want to look at it is the person that discovers it. Like, oh, man, somebody shit on the track.
Yeah. And now I got to go tell the custodian. Yeah.
Exactly.
If the custodian doesn't find it.
But they repeatedly means that he just kept doing it and was like, you know what? And somebody took a picture of him. Because it's something where they had to, like, all right, somebody keeps shitting on the track, so we got to be ready. And so they probably caught him on tape.
Wow.
Yeah. Shout out to old Thomas. Good luck with that. So, because now his name is Mud, right? Because people are going to Google him, and he's going to be that former superintendent who shitted on the track repeatedly.
That's
he didn't want nobody.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's nothing, though. You know what? We just going to go on break. That's what we going to do. This Kendrick Lamar. Backseat freestyle.
Martin had a dream. Kendrick have a dream. All my life I want money and power. Set my mind or die from less, y'all. I pray my dick get bigger, see the apple time. So I can fuck the world for 72 hours. God damn, I feel amazing. Damn, I'm in the matrix. My mind is living on cloud nine and this nine is never on vacation. Start up that Maserati and vroom, vroom, I'm racing. Popping pills in the lobby, I pray they don't bother naked. I pray you niggas is aging. Shooters go after shooters. Jesus Christ, if I live life on my knees, ain't no need to do this. Park it in front of looters. Next to that church is chicken. All you pussies is losing. All my niggas is winning. Screaming all my life. I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less, child. I pray my dick get big as the Eiffel Tower. So I can fuck the world for 72 hours. Goddamn, I got bitches. Goddamn, I got bitches. Goddamn, I got bitches. Wifey, girlfriend, and bitches. All my life, I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less, child. Yes, sir, but fire to that ass, body cast on a stretcher. And a body got that ass that a ruler didn't measure. And it made me jump fast, but I never get embarrassed. And I recognize you have what I've been wanting since that record. That a Dina Howard have, pop it fast to impress her. She rolling, I'm rolling, my scrotum imposing. This voice here is golden, so fuck your black goes in. And all my life I want money and fire. Respect my mind or die from this. My dick get big, see I was out, so I can fuck the world for 72 hours. Damn, I got bitches. Damn, I got bitches. Damn, I got bitches. Wife, your girlfriend, and bitches. All my life, I want money and power. Respect my mind, no, nigga, it's go time. I roll and dough with a good grind, and I run that hoe with a bouton. That's a relay race with a bouquet. They say, you gon' marry mine. B.I. No way. Okay, I'm never living life to find. It's a failure, even if I'm blind. I can tell you who, what, when, where, how to sell your game right on time. B.I. Don't play. B.I. Don't play. B.I. Don't play. B.I. I'm not like Jose killing everything from pussy to a motherfucking hit boy. B.C. pussy popping, and I got options like an auto boy. B.C. T-O-N-P-T-O-N, I win, then ball at your defeat. T-O-N-P-T-O-N, my city mobbing in the street, yelling. All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less, child. I pray my dick get big as the Eiffel Tower, so I can fuck the world for 72 hours. Goddamn, I got a bitch. Damn, I got a bitch. Damn, I got a bitch. Wifey, girlfriend, and bitch. All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less, child. Let it run, Ali. Martin had a dream. Martin had a dream. Kendrick have a dream.
Together you got the smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, Miss Brown Sugar. That was Kendrick Lamar, Backseat Freestyle. He hopes his dick is grows enough so he can fuck the world. 72 hours. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number.
I don't know about people.
Yeah. Alright, not knowing about people. Yo, Green Book won. Like, I mean, so oh boy won Best Supporting Actor, but the story's about him.
No, the story was not about him.
I know.
The story
about him. He's the important one. But the story is about the driver. It's kind of funny. I just, like, oh. You know, dude said that I ain't even talked to the family because I didn't want to mess up my perception of the story, where he wanted to go with it. Because, you know, the black side of the equation, just we ain't going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just talked to the driver side, meaning
right.
The white guy side.
Yeah, they're important. Mm. You know, that's why Ali got to be a supporting actor. Even though he was the important one in the equation. The dude driving
Well, he wasn't the main character, though, anyway.
I mean, but why not?
Because a white man made the movie.
I'm just saying. So, I mean, basically, the important character is the guy that drove around the important character.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real. Best supporting actor. The guy who played the guy that was important, but who was supporting the guy who wasn't important, but who the story's about. And
yeah.
he drove black man around and protected him from racism and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you're so smart.
I know. I just tried to play it off when I'm on the radio. So, and then, you know, of course, they showed Chadwick Boseman when they didn't win Green Book won. And, you know, he just looked back like, yeah, this shit right here.
Yeah. His facial expressions are everything. I wish I had, like, sometimes when you see, like, memes and things, it's like I need signs of those facial expressions he's had to, like, express my feelings.
Oh, there's a bunch of them, actually.
His are priceless.
Yeah, you Google his memes, because there was a whole bunch of them that was out there when he didn't win. They just kept showing him looking back like, and he had that look like, these motherfuckers here.
Exactly. Exactly. We just going to go ahead and let Green Book have this. All righty.
Right. I mean, but it's typical, right? Because the movies that nobody goes to see, those are the ones we celebrate.
Yeah, because nobody went to go see them, so how do we know if it's a good movie or not?
Well, according to the
critics, we can't be mad.
We can't be?
Go ahead. You didn't go see the movie, you don't have an opinion. I don't have an opinion on whether it should have won or not because I didn't see the movie.
Yeah, I didn't.
I can't say that it was a good movie or not.
Well, I heard that it was not. And plus, the fact that the guy comes out and says, yeah, the other half of the equation, I ain't even talk to him. I mean, that tells me all I need to know. It wasn't important.
Yes, I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but, you know, he just put that out there, like, hey, you know, that day wasn't important. I didn't even want to talk to him. So, yeah. Yeah. Good talk.
Mm-hmm. I'm good. Happy for Mahershala Ali, though. He's Bay Area.
Good.
You know, he's really doing his thing now. So I support him.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not really a awards type of person anyway, so. But, you know, congratulations to him.
Yeah. Congratulations. Best supporting actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not best leading actor, best supporting.
So how do they decide, because who's the lead and who isn't? Like, how do you know he's not the lead?
All right. So do you have any board games at your house?
Yeah.
You got any dice in there?
Yeah.
All right. So anything over zero, supporting actor is the black person. Anything under zero, the best actor is a white person. Bam. So if you look at those dice, right? All right, no, you're looking at the dice. I said anything under zero, the white person is the best actor. Anything over zero, the black person is best supporting actor. Bam. Problem solved.
So you think they roll the dice?
Yeah, just roll the dice. I mean, because it's like, I'm not loading the dice, but I'm saying anything over zero, the black person is supporting. The white person is leading.
So
bam.
That means we're always supporting them.
Yeah.
That just means we're always supporting. So Denzel, what did he win Training Day for? Did he win it for supporting, or did he lead it for lead? Did he win it for lead? For Training Day.
He won it for Training Day because they just wanted to reward the fact that he played a bad guy. Remember, Denzel played so many great guys, and they're like, "Nah, we can't recognize that you played positive characters. We gotta recognize you when you played negative characters."
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that doesn't even count.
Okay. But you know, it's
No. I get it. I wasn't quite sure. Like, you know, how they decided, like, who was lead and who was supporting.
Well, that's my speculation.
Yeah. Okay.
And speaking of non-speculation, though, North Carolina is taking it to a whole nother level, guaranteeing that if you have a dumb child in North Carolina, your child will be rewarded for being very, very average. They're looking at a scale. An A is 100 to 85. B is 84 to 70. C is 69 to 55%. And D is 54 to 40%. Anything below 40 is an F.
So then just do away with F then. Just say there's no more F.
Well, I mean,
I guess if you absolutely don't do anything, that would be a child who didn't do anything in class, who's just sitting there.
Right. They maybe turned in a half an assignment. Like, you know what? I'm going to do this one question.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to space out and think about Fortnite for the rest of class. That's That's what. I mean, 54 to 40 is a D.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know a lot of stuff. I don't understand. I don't understand. It's just that we don't have any faith in our children to be able to learn or what? Is that what that?
That's that sliding scale. That sliding scale. The General Assembly is going to change it. Because right now, 60%, below 60, is an F. I remember when below 70 was an F. I remember that. So they set it down 10%. And see, this is the reason why Americans generally are dumb. Compared to the rest
and
of the world.
And that's my thing. So then that means that or is it that the teachers don't want to necessarily teach? You know, I'm just really, I don't know. I don't want to say anything bad about education.
You don't?
But
American education.
No, I don't. I don't want to say anything bad about American education. I really don't.
You just holding that positive line? Is that what you're doing?
You know I always do. You know I always do.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to step in for you. I'm going to step in for you. You know, as somebody who knows a smidgen about education, I just know a little bit, right? So I'm going to touch on that little bit that I know. So if you have to change the scale to 54 to 40 being a D, so your kid come home with a 55, they got a C, and your parents is cool with that. I see, because this is something that if parents are allowing this to even be considered, then that is a parental thing. That means y'all have low expectations in the state of North Carolina.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell. I mean, because as a teacher, I'm like looking like, no. Are you serious? That's bullshit.
Yeah. I always thought the sliding scale was at the teacher's discretion anyway.
Exactly.
You know, depending on what they gave and, you know, how in-depth they were taught, you know. But and that's my thing.
Well,
I mean, are the expectations that low? And
Is
it a result of what? Is it a result of work that the kids are actually turning in? Is it a result of test scores? Is it a result of attendance? Because kids really aren't coming in. You know, they're not going to school, so... You know, they're not retaining the information being taught when they are there. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I just can't with education right now.
But you can get more money with the better test scores. So technically speaking, if you change the scale, you can change how you get paid.
Oh. Hmm.
So stay in North Carolina. They're like, we're going to get our money. We got these dumbass kids. They just trying to get them to, you know, just get them through the high school. Then they can go to jail and make them a lot of money, right? Michael Jordan in particular, since he is one of the black billionaires who participates, invests in a private prison. I just always want to say that, you know, black man owning private prison, investing in it, like, yeah.
You know, I don't see how people support him if he didn't participate in private prison. I can't see me giving him my money. And, you know, he's struggling people putting those shoes on their kids' feet and I might not be able to put food on the table.
I blame parents for that. See, I'm not blaming Jordan. I don't blame any designers. Like, these designers that disrespect black folks at every waking point in turn, I don't blame them. You know, Jordan, if he charged $200 for a shoe, if you buy a $200 shoe, you stupid. And you don't play basketball? See, now, if your kid is a baller, your kid's a baller, and you're like, these Jordans, they the best basketball shoes going, I have no problem with it. You know, it's an investment in your feet. They're your body part. There's some things you can invest in. It's positive investment.
Yeah.
You get what you pay for, right?
Yeah.
But that's the case here. That ain't the case.
Oh, I was going to say, most of the kids that wear Jordans, do they play basketball in them?
Hell no. I see kids who they take their Jordans off before they do anything because they don't want to crease them. It's the sucker's thing. I'm like looking like, what? You don't want to crease your shoes? Are you serious? You don't want to crease your shoes? That's why you wear tennis shoes. You don't mess your feet up, but keep the shoes good.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a Jordan supporter, so.
Well, yeah. So, but the point is, down in North Carolina, apparently expectations are so low that in order for us to inflate these grades, we gonna change the scale. So instead of below 60, being an F is below 40. So you can be as mediocre as you want to be in North Carolina. That's what they're trying to have happen.
I would be very upset as a parent.
Yeah, so California is a sanctuary state. North Carolina is a dumbass state. If you can be dumbass mediocre in North Carolina. If this passes,
you know, that's something to, you know, to keep an eye out for, to see how that goes.
Yeah, shout out to those folks down there in North Carolina.
Hello.
I'm here. I was just saying shout out to the people in North Carolina. And while we're doing that, hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. Hater of the week. It was real easy. Mary Ann Lasanti. Who in the hell is Mary Ann Lasanti, you may ask? Well, she's a Democratic representative in Hartford in Maryland, right? So she had a little something to say, oh, Mary Ann. So Mary Ann was like, you know, I'm going to, because I have to go to this district, right? I have to go to this district in Maryland, which she called the N-word district, because she was on behalf of another candidate knocking on door to door, and she's like, I'm going in the N-word district. And so after she was caught, she comes out and says, well, I had some, I'm going to apologize for my word choice several weeks ago. I am sickened that a word that is not in my vocabulary came out of my mouth. It does not represent my belief system, my life's work, or what is my heart. Oh, Mary Ann. Your representative down in Baltimore. Shout out to Mary Ann.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, see what can be done, because that's like the third one this week. The woman who had to apologize, what is she, the, oh my goodness, the mayor, is he the mayor? His wife had to apologize for handing the black kids cotton and told them, imagine having to pick this. And then there was just a school in Tennessee who told kids that they had to have, that their class assignment was like, imagine they had, their families had slaves, and what would the criteria be? Like, you had to plan this. You know, how are you going to treat your slaves? What is the rule going to be for slaves? Like, how do you, are there going to be house slaves, field slaves? Like, you know, it was a whole assignment.
Right.
And after everybody does what they do, then it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was wrong. But I'm really trying to figure out how don't you know?
Well, we'll come back to that when we come back from break. This is Smith and Wesson. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. I walk around town with the crown. I'm a king. Boot the stage on my square like a fighter in the ring. Tyson with price, I'm Mike Mayweather. These rappers is nice, I write way better. Pound for pound, lines are nines, round for round. Sound profound, swamp the loud sounds around. I cannot move the crowd. First of all, no rats or snakes allowed. The lock and blow, nobody body parts are found. Not near, not a talking foul, when guards around. Set your heart as a jet, now that's a jack move. You cowards lack of respect, and that's a fact move. They stones throw slams, recognize you fucking with some grown ass man. Smith and Wesson, the brand of the weapon in hand. Killing jam, my condolence like a step in the fam. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Respect, time. Show some respect when you address my step wide. It's God, the Columbia necktie. Let it go. Let it go, let it go. Go against the can. That's a no-no. This shit ain't for show, bro. These killers blow, bro. 9 million, 40 with your drum attack. So many bosses. Fuck you, bro, the work is next. Let it blow. Shorty gonna let it go. Hit the spot, run a minute with the hammer cock. Kill them all, short. I said kill them all. Need no witnesses. Fuck it, I can kill them all. No fucks giving it the game. First you got it, so we coming for the same. Finger fiction, nigga make a move. I got mine, so when I body through, I see you frontin', stuntin' on the gram. Seen your location coming from the land. Purple head, smokes in the baggies. Got it coming in from Cali. Big and Smith, 52 Grizzly. A team of shooters, all my niggas litty. Right. Let it go. Let it go. Yo, respect time. Show some respect when you address my step wide. It's God, the Columbia necktie. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Go against the can. That's a no-no. This shit ain't the show, bro. These killers blow, bro.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Smith and Wesson. Let it go. But we're not going to let it go. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. 347-826-7435. We're not letting it go. We're going to hold on to it.
Yeah, I was just, that's what I feel like.
All right, well.
I'm not letting it go.
Since we was there, you was reading my mind. This is Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right, so you talked about South Carolina students who went on field trip. And it was Ebenezer Avenue Elementary in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Because it was a video. The teacher then the video, and she's singing, I like it when you feel the sack. I like it when you don't talk back. Make money for me. She's singing that in the background. The video. All right. One. Two. The parents signed a permission slip, and it did mention cotton picking as part of a history lesson on, wait for it, the Great Depression, not slavery. See, everybody's always talking about, oh, history, man, just let that go, let it go. But your oppressors don't let it go. And they change your history. It's a permission slip.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a parent, you should smack yourself. Because if I'm, you're just signing a permission slip. You obviously do not pay attention to your child. Because
mm-hmm.
if there's that says cotton picking, my kid ain't going on that field trip. You want to go anything that got anything to do with cotton picking. We're not going to no plantation. Because guess what? My kid going on the plantation, I'm like, hey, I want to go as a chaperone, and I'm going to light it on fire. I have general disrespect for plantations and any other places that historically glamorize our oppression.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that'd be the only reason why I go. I don't know how that got on fire. That's messed up. that's what I'm saying. So if that happened, if you didn't read the permission slip, now Tennessee, right? So Tennessee, there was the assignments, right? And the assignment says,
mm-hmm.
what are your expectations for the slaves? That was one of the questions.
Mm-hmm.
I would have asked, you know, if I'm a parent going over that, I would have said, kill all my masters. Any slave master, my expectation is to kill every slave master, every overseer, anyone that was in charge.
Well, you're the slave owner. You're not the slave doing the assignment.
Yeah, it don't matter. Because I'm going
to your expectation of the slaves would have been to eventually be murdered?
No, my expectation for the slaves is to kill me. And everybody
mm-hmm.
who has anything to do with me. That's my expectation. See, I guarantee you shut the whole assignment down. Like, yeah, when you come up for that group presentation, and you come up and you say, yeah, so what were your expectations, Timmy? Oh, for the slaves to kill me and all my fellow slave masters. It got real quiet in there.
I was gonna say crickets.
Right. There would have been one of those. I don't think that kind of is the humane part of the assignment. All slave masters should die. Horrible death. That's my expectation for the slaves to murder me and everyone who has anything to do with the awful practice of slavery. Boom. I better get an A. and see, this is what I'm saying. So what has to happen is folks need to be more diligent, because folks ain't diligent. You see? Because people,
I agree.
I'll play around with it. Like, yeah, I'll come on the field trip. if I can burn the plantation down. I'm going to have matches. I'm just going to light a match and drop it somewhere where there's a bush. I'm going to start a fire where I go, like, all right. So, and I'm going to say, me and my son, me and my daughter, we're going to talk about this, and we're going to write that answer down. And, I mean, because this is how you combat it. You go right at that. Okay, so, yeah. If you believe that this is the assignment, this is what I think should happen. They won't give mm-hmm. that assignment out next year when you talk about killing slave masters. That's a great idea.
I agree. Ooh. I agree.
So,
not she will think twice before giving an assignment like that again.
Oh, yeah. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. I mean, this is how you combat it. So now you look at how things are. And see, there's a way for this to be, some of these things to be fixed. You know, because we're going about things the wrong way, Brown Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You know who we should highlight? See, we're attacking these folks. We spend a little time. We talk about kill slave masters, and then we're done. You know who we need to be highlighting? We need to be highlighting Dick Runclair.
Who?
You know who Dick Runclair is? Dick Runclair. Claire is a 33-year-old New Jerseyan woman. She does this map where she does running. She plans it out. And so she noticed that she looked at her GPS tracker on her run that it looked like a dick. And so she was like, from then on, all of her, it's like you map out your route that you're going to jog, run on, and they were
mm-hmm,
all dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the white people we need to be highlighting. White people who bring positivity to the world. You know, she runs.
Well, that's a positive thing?
She runs in the shape. Well, she's promoting that Michelle Obama move. She's getting that cardio in. And it's in the shape of a dick. She's honoring dick every time she runs.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is that what that is?
That's what that is. So, we're talking about people honoring blackface, we're talking about people who are honoring slavery. Let's talk about Dick Runclair and positivity. So she honored. And then we can say, all right, so now that we have Dick Runclair, maybe we need to have Vagina Run Bob, where his runs end up looking like a vagina. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
That's how the world is played.
That's something different to talk about for sure.
We don't talk about Groundhog Day. But you know what?
No,
we
I'm just saying it would be, you know.
We need to highlight
if those two took the place of it.
Exactly. Well, it is not going to take the place because we still going to talk about Groundhog Day. But.
Well, no, what I'm saying is if you didn't have a reason to talk about Groundhog Day because you're talking
right.
about, you know, there's more people like Claire and Bob,
right.
you said?
Bob.
Yeah.
Vagina Run Bob. We need a Vagina Run Bob.
Yeah.
Or Dan.
Yeah, maybe Claire has a boyfriend.
Yeah, and so the boyfriend's like, you know what, I can't run a dick, but I can run a vagina.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're out there listening, you know, if you want to do something positive, hey, run your course in the shape of a dick or a vagina. You call it. Or just send us the GPS tracker, and you know what? We're going to highlight you. Here at Smooth Drama, white people, we're trying to love you. We are trying to love you. We're going to highlight white positivity. I'm going to search long and hard. It's going to take me a lot to search long and hard for the white people who don't want to highlight slavery. You don't want to highlight blackface. You don't want to demean black folks. Have fun. You want to run in the shape of a dick. I can get behind that.
Yeah. I guess I can get behind that if I have the choice.
Or would you rather get in front of that?
No, I'd rather get... Oh, yeah. I'd rather get in front of it. No, right. Yeah,
anyway.
I'd rather for it to be behind me.
Anyway, so speaking of something to get behind, I saw that they were talking about commemorating lynching. I can't say that I'm a fan of commemorating lynching.
Commemorating.
You know, yeah, you know they talk about those. You know how you say the name of people who have been murdered. I mean, because that's what that is. But it's like commemorating the lynch part. You know,
people who recently
I
have been lynched, or like ancestors, and you know, like years, and
yeah.
Why are they thinking about doing that?
No, they've been doing it for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could see maybe if it was a loved one, you know, then yeah, but I just can't see it being,
It is.
Public.
It is. It's a public thing. I just don't like it. I know. I mean, because like we talk about the Emmett Till open casket, and so she did that so the world could see how racist folks are. But we don't really need that now. See, what I'm saying is, there's a way to combat that stuff. So like I talked about how you want to combat it, we go at it with our words. Like they have their words, and then we say our positive words. And I think when we talk about lynching and commemoration, I would just say maybe we should just start talking about all those awful people that were there. I mean, we just need to vilify those folks. I mean, we're honoring those people who were murdered unjustly, but at the same time, we just need to dig in to these people. And once again, talk about people who want to do something positive. We dig into them negatively.
I agree. Yeah.
So next week, we're going to do something different. We're going to do the Fuck Your Apology show, where we're going to shit on everybody who's ever had an apology. Brown Sugar's going to be taking the lead on y'all. Y'all be ready for that. So, for Miss Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F the N-Word. And this, of course, was another Smooth Drama production. Y'all know what it is. We out, but we'll be back. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands
up. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.